Worry weighs a person down. Now, how many have been guilty of worry? Oh, so many people do that. What does the Lord tell us to do? Cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. So why should we worry? I mean, just say, here it is, Lord. I'm laying it in Your lap. I ain't going to worry about nothing. I mean, quoting the Word. Lord, I'm obedient to Your Word. You promised to meet all of my needs according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I know my needs are met. Thank You, Lord. I'm working hard. I'm about Your business. So I know that my job's going to be there. I know my income's going to come in. I know I'm going to have enough money to meet the bills. I know You're going to give me the knowledge and wisdom not to go out and spend money for things I don't need. Put it on a credit card. So all my needs are met. Now then, if you go out and let the flesh be in control instead of the spirit man, the flesh will be in control. It will go out and buy things you don't need. Put it on a credit card with high interest. And then when the bills start coming in, you don't have enough money to beat the bills. And you say, oh, goodness gracious, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, you shouldn't have spent the money in the first place. You didn't need it. You could have lived without it. But that's not the way the flesh wants it, right? Oh, but we still got a little bit left on our credit card, so let's go out to dinner tonight. It'll only add $3 a month to our payment. So that dinner you got to spend $50 for two people for dinner wind up costing you $150. Then you get it paid for. Hey, forget it. I see people do that all the time. That's silly. And then they worry all the time. So worry weighs you down. Worry weighs a person down. And encouraging words cheers a person up. We should always speak words of encouragement to people. Don't ever cut them down. The godly give good advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. The godly. Are we supposed to be godly? Supposed to be. We're supposed to give good advice. How are you going to give good advice? Where are you going to get that good advice? From the Word. That's the only place you're going to get it. It has to come out of the Word. Now, if you're not studying the Word, the advice you give is going to be worldly advice, and it won't be good. I've been guilty of that in the past. I won't go into detail, but I will have to say, before I learned the Word the way I've learned it in the last 20 years, I gave some people some bad advice over the years that cost seriously. I'm so ashamed of some of those things, but I didn't know. It says, the wicked leads them astray. Well, I guess I must have been wicked, really wicked back in those days, although I was going to church and everything else trying to be godly, but I didn't know enough of the Word, so technically, as far as God's concerned, I met this wicked criteria because I gave them advice that wasn't correct. Okay, 27:28. Lazy people don't even cook the game they catch. Can you see people that go out and kill birds, just go out and shoot a bunch of them and don't even clean them? You know, or go out and kill a deer, you know, and just let him lay there, let the dogs eat him or something, just so they can say, I killed a deer. Why do they do that? I know my son went down to our place. I mean, the place I was raised up on when I was a young man, there was not a deer anywhere around in that part of the country. You had to go 20 or 30 miles away from there to see a deer. But about 20 or 30 miles away, there were beginnings of, you could see several deer. But where we live, no deer. Right now, where we live, that place, I still have that place. When my dad died, he left that to me and my two sisters. And that place is absolutely infiltrated with deer. You know, my son went down there the other day, and he the other afternoon was out here, and I heard this loud shot, and so he called me on the phone and said, Dad, if you hear this noise, it's us. We're zeroing the sights on his brother-in-law's rifle. He got a scope on it. I said, okay. So they fired six or eight shots out here. Tim, after they zeroed that in, supposedly, he took that gun, went down to our place, and he shot six times and never hit a deer. I told him, I said, why don't you just take our 30-30? It's got open sights on it, and I know it's sighted in. If you put that little deal out on the front and the little V in the deal and put it right on the deer, you'll hit him. He went the next weekend, took that, and, of course, the other one had all been does, But now then, he's there the other morning, and here comes this great, big, beautiful deer with these big horns. Oh, he said he was just shaking. It was such a big, beautiful deer. But he sighted in on that thing, bam, one shot, laid him out, killed him. Then he had to go pick him up and carry him to the fence, and the baby weighed about 200 pounds. So it was a great big, and it would have been real easy to have laid that thing down and said, hey, I can't handle this. But he carried him to the fence, and then had my nephew come up about that time, and the two of them carried him to the truck and hung him up and did all the things you got to do, and then they took him over to the locker plant. And he told me the other day, he said, come over and get some meat. We got ground meat. We got deer steaks. We got everything. Got a whole freezer full of meat. But lazy people wouldn't have done that. A lazy person don't even cook the game they catch. But the diligent make use of everything they find. Now, I remember when I worked for my uncle when I was 14 years old in La Mesa. He had a meat packing plant. And he told me, I watched as we shot the animal. I shot him, and then I cut his throat and bled him, and then I picked him up and started cutting him in two, skinning him and all that stuff. And, of course, there was a guy there showing me how to do all this. I'm learning how to do all this. And I scraped the hide. We put it in a place. I cut the hooves off and put them in a place. One day I asked my uncle, I said, Uncle Leonard, is there anything on this animal you don't use? They used everything. Washed out the intestines, used them for things. I said, is there anything you don't use? He said, well, we used to lose the bleat or the moo of the cow until we got radio, but now we don't even miss that. We don't even lose that. So we have moo, so we'll catch it on the radio. I said, good grief. He said, yeah, we don't waste anything. So I thought, wow. But it says there, the diligent make use of everything they find. My uncle must have really been a diligent guy because, they made use of everything in that cow. They didn't lose nothing, didn't throw nothing away. Every piece of that cow was used for something. I had no idea the things that we use that are made out of hooves and hair and you name it, but they use every part of that cow. The way of the godly leads to life. Now then, how many people do you know that wants to live a long, good, healthy life? Everybody, right? Well, it says the way of the godly leads to life. Their path does not lead to death. I don't know about you, but I want to live a long, healthy life. Don't you, Betty? Absolutely. Yeah, and of course, to do that, you got to do it God's way. You got to walk in faith. You got to believe His word. You got to learn how to talk. You got to learn how to overrule the flesh. And if you do, then praise God. You can have a great life. And the way of the godly will lead to life, and their path does not lead to death. But there is a path that does lead to death. And many people find that path, even Christians. Early. I think about how many people find that path early. Wow. It's so sad, but they do. Okay, let's go to we're Proverbs 13 now. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. A young mocker refuses to listen. Come in, praise the Lord. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. Now then, some children are wise, some of them are not. But it's a shame. I think that a lot of the children that will not accept a parent's discipline, I think the parent is not disciplined. I think they don't live a disciplined life themselves. They're the kind of people that will tell the child, you do what I say, not what I do. You ever heard anybody say that? Sure. I was at a man's home one time talking to him about the Lord, and this guy was drinking a beer when I walked in. He was watching a bad movie on television, and he was smoking, and probably two or three times while I was talking to him, he used words of profanity. Here I am. Of course, I'm not a preacher. I was a deacon back in those days, just a deacon. But I was a man of God, and he knew I'd come to talk about the Lord. And he was doing all these things wrong. And his little son, I don't know how old he was, 8 or 10, whatever, He come walking through, running through, and he stubbed his toe on that little table his daddy had his feet propped up on, drinking that beer, smoking that cigarette, watching that television, and cussing. And, of course, out of his mouth came a couple of bad words. Bleeped right out, you know. He said, "Son, don't say those nasty words." He turned around and looked at his daddy and said, "Well, Daddy, you say them all the time." It's amazing. I bet he would have never said that if I hadn't been there. But he didn't realize he was using those words himself while I was there. He said, "Son, you don't do what I do. You do what I say." And the little boy walked off. After the little boy walked off, I looked at him. I said, "You hypocrite." I said, "You're a hypocrite." I said, "Here you are sitting here drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, watching a dirty movie on television, and you've used several of those words of profanity yourself." I said, "If I ever seen a hypocrite, you're it." I mean, how is she going to get their attention? You know, be bold and tell it like it is. Hey, what do you expect your children to grow up to be? Well, I'm going to tell you, that man's family grew up to all be lost. The girls went down the wrong path. They slept with many men. The boy's a homosexual today. I still know. I don't see them hardly ever, but I know where the path they went down. I hadn't seen them in years, but I know the paths they took. I mean, I think he had three daughters. And I don't even know how many times them three girls been married, but I know one of them, I think the oldest one, been married three or four or five times. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Wow. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. Well, if you're going to expect your child to accept discipline, you better be disciplined. If you're not disciplined, forget it. It ain't going to do any good to try to teach your child to do something you're not willing to stand in yourself. A young mocker refuses to listen. Why do children become young mockers? Because they learn it at home. As a rule, that's where they learn it, at home.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.